Okay, so we are now, we have exited Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and we are now, well, we're not done with Yaakov, but really now we're in Yosef. We're now in Yosef. We're actually in Parshas Vayeshev is what we're in. And I want to take you to a story that is very, talked about very infrequently, I think. This is not one of the main foci of this story, but it's a very, I think, very interesting one. And that is the mysterious Ish. So let's just know where we are. Vayeshev, Yaakov goes now, he's seen his brother, they made whatever type of peace they made, he's now just living, you know, a life, he wants to relax, Rashi says, he's ready to just like, he's had enough time to live out like his calm life, and that doesn't happen. His children are not getting along, that may be he holds some fault there about that. He gives his, one of the kids a striped coat, a special coat, and they don't like each other, and they're fighting, etc. And he shows some type of appreciation for Yosef. Yosef starts to have dreams, telling everybody he's going to rule over them. That makes the brothers hate him even more. They're not getting along. This is very bad. Yosef shows a certain level of lack of maturity. Maybe he's a little young and isn't totally getting how to manage his specialness. And at that point, we find that Yaakov sends Yosef out to, well, here we are, Paraglam and Zion. Source number one. Vayachu achav leros et son avihem b'shchem. So the brothers go to shepherd their father's sheep in the place called Shechem. What happened in Shechem before that? Just by the way, last week's parsha?
That's where
Dina gets taken captive and raped. So it's the same place. Okay, Shechem is a... not a good place.
And this day and age, Nablus is a problem.
Nablus. Today, Shechem is an Arab town called Nablus, where a lot of bad things happen. Shechem is not a type of place where you want to be. They go to Shechem. Vayom Yisrael Yosef. And Yisrael and Yaakov Vinu says to Yosef, Halo achicha, achacha ro'im b'shechem. Your brothers are now in Shechem. Lacha v'shlachacha elayhem, vayom erlo hineni. Go to your brothers. And he says, hineni. Hineni always means... I'm here to do whatever you want me to do, whatever you say, Abba. I'm here for you. That's the Hashem. That's the parent. I'm here to do whatever you want, which is a remarkable response considering.
His brothers hate him, and now he's...
And we know that. The Torah told us his brothers hate his guts.
Right.
And that's... They can't even say a nice word to each other. Right? So we know that he knows his brothers hate his guts. Right? And his father...
Wait, question. Does Yaakov know that at this point?
So he probably does, because he's already seen... this back, Hamaloch Timloch Alinu, what do you think? And the father says, nah, it's nothing, but Babi Shamar Tadavar, but he held on to it.
And they heard about the dream already.
Right, they know the dreams. Yaakov's watching them fight about the dreams. It's pretty clear that Yaakov knows. There's some interesting Mepharshim who said that maybe Yaakov sent him to actually make Shalom. But he sends him. Okay? Vayomerlo.
Don't send any 17 years old out behind the wheel of a car.
Yeah, exactly, by himself. So he's not driving, thankfully, but it's not good for where he's going. Vayomerlo. And so Yaakov says to him, Lech na re'eye shlomachecha ve'shlomatzon v'ashivei nedavar. Go see what's up with your brothers, what's up with the shepherds, with the sheep, and bring me back a message. Let me know what's happening. Vayishlacheyu me'imek chevron v'yavo shechema. So he sends him from Chevron, and he goes to Shechem. And what happens when he's there? Vayimtza'ehu ish. A man, vayimtza'ehu, a man finds him. Yeah, a man finds him. There's a man who finds him. Vine so'eh basadeh. So'eh means he is lost, floundering. He doesn't know where to go.
Labunjit.
Yeah.
Yes. It comes back in Yiddish. You're right. It's better in Yiddish. He is flamboyant. How do you say it?
Flamblungent.
Flamblungent. That word I know. That word I grew up with. Flamblungent. Yes. So he's flamblungent. He's before Waze, Jews would get like that. My parents would say that word in the car. And what happened? And the man says to him, can I help you with something? Is there something that you're looking for? You look like you're looking around and not finding what you're looking for. Vayomer, and he says, Es achai anochim vakesh. I'm looking for my brothers. Hagidan ali, eifo hemorim. Tell me, please. Where are they? Where did they go to shepherd? Vayomer aish. And the ish says back to him, Nas'u mizeh. They have traveled mizeh.
From this.
Not traveled. Not nasu mi po. Nisu mizeh. Okay. They left from this. Ki shamati omrim nilcha do Sinai. I've heard them say, let's go to this place called Dosan. Vayelach Yosef achar echav vayimseim bedosan. And he goes to Dosan to find, he goes to find them and he finds them in Dosan. Vayiru osomir achok, and so fine, we know the rest of the story. They see him coming, the dreamer is on his way. They grab him, they throw him in the pit. Reuben. He says, don't kill him, throw him in a pit. And then they end up selling him. Fine. Okay? Anyone have any trouble with this story?
Yeah.
What do you got?
I have like small like things, but not like big picture things first. In Tet Vav, shouldn't it, if you found someone, don't you first need to know that they're lost? Why does it say that he was found and then that he was lost?
Okay. Good.
Also, why does it say Matzivakesh and not Matzichapes?
Okay, like what do you, like, what can I give you?
Matzivakesh is like a request. All right. If someone's there, like looking around, it's what are you looking for?
That's what Achashverosh says all the time. So Esther, Ma'bakashasech, what's your request? Right.
But that makes sense when it's a rich person to a less poor, not a less poor, like, you know, a rich person to someone.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
A king to someone who wants something, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else that bothers you about the story?
The mystery man. Who is he?
Hayish, who's the man?
Who is he? He finds Yosef, then he sends Yosef to where the brothers are.
I also just don't really get the whole purpose. Like, it could just have easily said, okay, Yaakov sends Yosef out, and Yosef finds his brothers in Dothan.
Bingo. Right. Who needs the story?
Yeah.
It's totally superfluous. Just send him to Dothan. He got to Dothan. I don't know, like, and while he was walking, he saw a camel, and then he saw another person, he stopped to get a snack, and the guy said, hey, nice jacket. Like, I don't know, like, what, like...
He's
like, by the way, like, how do I get to Shechem? So I'm like, oh, two lefts and a right, and then a straight, you know, 7 kilometers to get to Shechem. I don't know, like, you're right. How, did you know everything? How to get to Shechem? You know exactly where to go? Someone gave me directions on the way. Like, I don't, we're not told every story happened to him on the way.
It kind of sets the framework for Yosef's rise and maturity and how successful he becomes. Because here, he's this naive, lost, wandering kid.
To me, the wandering is symbolic.
We're showing like who he was at this age, and then what becomes of him when the brothers find him later. How could they possibly recognize this ruler when what they remember was this teenager?
Wandering teenager. By the way, what does the teenager say when he says, what are you looking for? What does he say? Es achai anochi mevakesh. How would you read that not literally?
Well, brothers in the broader sense, too.
I'm looking for my brothers, meaning my brothers hate my guts. What are you looking for? I'm looking for... Some of the Hasidic Mepharshim say that is like, I'm looking for... Meaning, he said what he said. He's looking for his brothers, but he's looking for... He doesn't want them to hate him. He's looking for brothers who care about him. I just say I'm looking for my brothers, right? It's a very... Like it's actually beautiful. Right? He's what he was looking for. He didn't know how. Right? You know that kid who doesn't know how.
Yeah.
They want so badly for people to like them and to be accepted, and they keep on like annoying them and poking them and right. And it's like, dude, like if you just stop it, they right. But you don't know how. Right. It's almost like
a really good podcast yesterday.
Okay.
Just if anyone has a like socially challenged, if you're socially challenged or socially challenged,
or somebody know,
it's really
yes. Well,
you're obviously like thinking of people, but like you can't send it to them.
Yes. Hey, this is for you. But yes.
Anyway, it was really good because it's like the art of conversation and like how to plan, whatever. Anyway.
But yes, all I'm saying is that if he's really looking for that, again, that's not the realm of Pshat, but I'm just saying, interesting, right? But
geographically, where is everything?
Shechem is north of Hebron.
And where's Dothan?
I think it's north, right? I think Hebron is... Chevron is southeast of Yerushalayim.
Right.
I believe that Shechem is northwest of Yerushalayim. So it's north, but it's not in the direction of Mitzrayim.
But then where's Dothan?
I don't know.
Because what I'm wondering is like...
How far did he have to go?
he was supposed to go to Shechem, and then right. oh, it turns out they went to Dothan. They did
like how far is that?
How was he ever going to find them? Like maybe right. that's why the man's there. Just like practically speaking, maybe there was no way he was going to go all the way to Shechem and then have no idea where they went.
Okay, I mean you could just have easily told us like he said go find them wherever, and Tine they were in Dothan or whatever. Like we don't need the guy mm-hmm. in the conversation. Well, if you're just trying to teach me that he got there, I don't need the man.
And also the Zeh instead of Po.
Oh, mm-hmm. Nasumi Zeh. They've left from this.
Where did he meet this guy? Like, what's this?
With this, the guy.
Yeah. The field. You.
Malachim show up and it's
very mysterious.
Mysterious. Just by the way, did we have an ish last week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a connection?
Who does he fight with? Who does Yaakov fight with? An ish. Mm-hmm. Right, okay, this is not the first time found an ish. Okay, who does Yaakov, who does Avram welcome into his tent? Three Anashim. Okay, I'm just right. It's not. This is not a surprising thing here that he meets an ish.
But also, how often does his father send him out to go after his brothers? Meaning, right. it can't be the first time that his brothers left Shechem to go over to Dothan. I'm saying it has to be the sheep go. You know, they do the mm-hmm. same route, sort of. So, like, I just don't know how he even got lost, unless it was the first time he ever was
ever
sent
did
out.
This. Right? Mm-hmm. We don't know, but yeah. Good. So that's a lot of good questions. So there's a
I
lot.
It's not bolded. There's what I have a question about.
Yeah, but it's okay. Go ahead. It's okay. Yeah.
What's no, I'm saying I think the whole. You can see this is all like masterfully planned by God. That you know, it, clearly he didn't go out that often. Because also, why did he have to send him to go find out how they're doing? Like right. this is not a regular thing. Go see where your brothers.
Did
you
always do that? Just today he asked him. Right. Like what's
so now
going
he did,
on?
And then
like what is
like
happening
whole,
here?
You can just see.
Yeah, like the whole story is like. Right. Good.
I know it's not bolded.
That's okay. That's okay. you can ask questions on non-bolded areas also. Okay, take it. So now let's
we're
do.
We're not going to answer.
Yeah. What?
We're just doing
not
next
gonna
year.
Today.
No, but that's part of the conversation. Okay. It's part of the conversation. You're going to see. It's all connected. It's all connected. Good. Rashbam, source number two. So if we want to know what's happening, we first start with Rashbam. Because Rashbam will give us
the
most basic explanation for the text. Says Rashbam. Vayavo Shechema. And he got to Shechem. Velomatzam, he didn't find them. Okay. Vayimtzayirish v'nei toy basaret. A man finds him, and he's lost. Lahagid chashivuso shal Yosef nichtavze. Why is this story here? Says the Rashbam. What is this here for? To tell you the chashivus of Yosef, how great he was. Okay. Why? Shaloratzalach zor laviv kishalomatzam b'shchem. Meaning, he arrives in Shechem, and they're not there. If you're a kid and you're 17,
you check the box.
What? Couldn't find it, Mom. Couldn't find it. Did you look? Sort of. I opened the fridge. It wasn't there, right? No. Okay. So Yosef is not a regular teenager, right? But again, he could have said, "I went to Shechem. I looked all over, and they weren't there." And now, by the way, even better story. Where did they tell Dad they were going? Shechem. And then it turns out, are they there?
No.
They're not even there. I check every nook and cranny of Shechem, and they're not there, Dad. Ha! Right? That'd be great. It's not what he did. Ela biksham ad shematzam. He searched them out, right, until he found them. Es achay anochim vakesh. He was searching for them, right? Va'afapish shahay yodea shemiskanim bo. And even though he knows that they are jealous of him. Halach u biksham. He still went to find them. Kamosha Amalo Aviv, Vashiveni Devak, as his father said, find them and give me a report. And instead, and so he doesn't give up. Right? So the man, the Ish finds him, right? But that's only because what?
He hadn't given up yet.
And he's looking and trying and finding it. And so that's the story, says Rashbam, our big question, the big picture question, why is the story here? Says Rashbam. I'll tell you a very simple reason why. To show how much Yosef was trying to do that which his father asked of him. And he didn't just give up. He didn't show up and check the box and go home. He tried and tried and tried. And it's actually because, the irony is, it's because of how hard he tried to keep it off aim. And he ends up getting sold to Mitzrayim. Right. This guy is trying to do the right thing.
Delivering.
What? Nothing. Checking on them.
Oh,
just checking out.
Check up on them.
Check up on them. check
what
up on
that. Well, that's find awesome. Out. Okay. Right, that's what I was asking before. I was saying, what was the purpose of sending him
out? Like these, they're all.
They look great. The sheep are awesome. The guys are flocking. I mean, like,
there's two ways to go with this. There's, by the way, there's some farshim who say nothing I brought here today, that say that he sent him on this thing on purpose in order to get them like to hang out more. Okay, that he was trying to bring shalom. Right, he says to them, right, Leich nare shalom achecha. Shalom, right? Go see, make shalom with them, maybe.
Readings.
Go, don't be separate from them. I don't want them to be out there and you're not there.
As a parent, you never send your kid. It's like, right, without you, into like, the supervision. Into like, the you walls, know they fight in, all the time.
Well, I mean, you think they're good at murdering.
I'd be like, go out to the movies together. Like, yourself.
Right, just go do something. Go do something together, whatever. You know, I'm saying. Did Yaakov expect they're going to sell him to slavery? No. He didn't expect that. Right. They were good boys. They were bad guys. The other brothers, right? That's the 1,000 questions here, right? But so one, some of Farshim say that Yaakov sent them to make shalom. There's nothing to do. Shalom achacha, go find them. And that Yosef maybe es achan ochim vakesh, right? Exactly, Yosef saying that exact idea. What are you looking for? I'm looking to find my brothers. I'm trying to get along with them, right? And that makes it even sadder, the whole story, right? What was my other? Other reason why he sends him. What was I going to say? I was going to say something else. I don't remember.
I have a thought.
Yeah?
Is it because after what happened with Levi and Shimon?
Yes.
And Shechem?
Yeah. Like, Shechem's a bad place.
I don't know that I trust these guys on their own. So maybe like Yosef. The boy who like I...
The negative side is that he's always been the tattletale who reports. Yeah. And so he's worried about them. And he sends Yosef to report. And in which case, that could be worse, right? They see him coming as like, look who Abba sent, the little tattletale to come. And but yeah, that's not made up. That's by Abba Yosef as Dibo Samra Ali Abiyam. He would tell on them to his father. So that's the other side is, you want to go negative, that Yaakov is actually contending this negative story here and cycle and sends him out to come back and give a message, meaning spy on them, right? Which is not great. But it, you know, would explain it, how they respond when they see him. You know, it's not as positive a spin. Take a look at Ibn Ezra, source number 3. Va'im sa'eu ish, derech ha'pshat echad me'ovre derech. So who's the ish? Why is he anonymous? He was just a guy. I don't know, who was the guy? It was some guy. Some person who he met, right? And he asks, Eflehem Roim, Im Teda, if you know, tell me where they are. If you have any idea, let me know where they are. Simple pshat, very simple. The only problem with it being so simple is that what?
Then what's the point?
Right, then you're left with the question of what's the point. But Ibn Ezra is saying, it's very simple. Right, but you could say, you could combine this with the Rashbam and say, the point is to show how dedicated Yosef was. Who's the guy? A regular guy. It's not a person who knew anything special. It wasn't an angel. It was a person, and he's called Ish because we don't get Ploni Almoni, right? It's some regular guy, no one anything special. Yeah.
Isn't there also a precedent that when someone does something bad,
yeah,
like they're not named? I think there's like
Ploni Almoni is the guy in the story of Rus who is the first in line to redeem Rus, to marry her and redeem redeem Elimelech's property, mm-hmm. and he refuses. And so the vort everyone says about this guy is that like, why is he called Ploni Almoni, which basically means John Doe, is that when you're unwilling to step up and do something hard,
right,
which is the right thing to do, you remain anonymous forever. You remain nameless forever.
So I'm wondering, is there a case for me that that's what's happening?
That this guy is being held accountable?
Because then where did he send Yosef? And then he was.
Yeah, but how's he supposed to know that they're like, they don't like him? I hear you. I hear you saying.
Is Ish ever used as just Ish, or is it always in reference to a malach?
No, Ish can be a person.
I'm saying in the Torah, you can't just
could be a person.
Extrapolate it's always a malach.
Can be a person. Yeah, there you go. Amram is called Ish. Ish, that's just Amram's called. Why is Amram called Ish and not called Amram? He gets his name later, fine. But he's that's a person, yeah. And that's for sure a person.
Right.
Right, no question. Not a malach. Good. Take a look at Rashi. Now Rashi starts to get excited. Vayim Seyu Ish. Ze Gavriel. Gavriel, you say? Malach. Mm-hmm. Shenamar. V'ha'ish, Gavriel. That's what it says in the Pasuk Daniel. Gavriel is called Ish. So who is the Ish? The Ish is Gavriel. Okay? And now, get more exciting. We're going to see that Zion, you see that after the word Zed, Zion, we're going to follow that Zion in a second. And then in the next one, there's a ches in the way. We're going to use that ches also. Rashi says, what nasu mi ze? They left from this. Hesiu atzman min ha'achva. Nasu mi ze. They've left. You're as achai anochim vakesh. They've left that.
Like they don't consider him a brother anymore?
Not interested in that. They're not interested in achdos. Achva. They don't want to be brothers. Nasu mi ze. You say as achai anochim vakesh, says Gavriel. Just want to let you know. Again, if he was really saying it, he's telling him to like, he tells him where he is. So he's not saying, he's not warning him. But he's, right, there's a double language there, right? There's a message, like a esoteric, mystical message here from this angel who's talking maybe like to the audience, sort of, right? Like in a certain sense, like, Nasumizeh, like we read it, Nasumizeh. He didn't know the difference, right? And Necha Dosaina, they said we're going to go to Dosan. Levakesh Lecha Nichle Dosos Shiamisuch Becha Behem. They're trying to find a way, like this idea, a way to kill you, right? They went to Dosan. Dosan is a, you know, language that has to do with, you know, making plans to go to kill you. Okay, but fine. If I'm being honest, says Rashi, just name a place. And the simple pshat is that's the place they went to. Fine. But I want to show you really interesting two comments of the Sifrei Chachamim who explain why Rashi says what he says. Because Rashi, right, all of a sudden jumps to it's a malach, right? And Nasumizeh, they're deciding to kill you. Like whoa, like what? Why are we jumping to such answers? So the Sifrei Chachamim, who is the super commentary, right, the commentary on Rashi, is actually you can get a version of the Mikros Gadolos, which is all Mefarshei Rashi.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. There's a whole bunch of Mefarshim who all just perish on Rashi. And you can get a whole set just on that.
Well, we choose to have a commentary on the commentary. On a commentary,
yeah, exactly. So Sifrei Chachamim, they're going to explain why Rashi said what he said. Why did Rashi say, Yimseu Ish means Gavriel? Why is he Gavriel? So he writes, Midelo Amar Yosef Leish Hayadata Sachai Efohim Roim? He didn't say, hey, sir, any idea, like 10 guys, Binyamin wasn't there. 10 guys, yay ha, yay tall, a lot of sheep, they kind of look alike, you know, any idea where they might be? He doesn't say that. Rak Amar Hagidan Ali, he says, tell me. What does tell me mean? Shema mina shehaya malach. It must mean it was a malach. Why? Why? Why does it mean it was a malach?
How else would the random person know?
How does the guy know who they are?
Right.
And he doesn't even ask. He says, let's go. Tell it to me. I mean, tell it to me. What's the guy? I don't know. I don't know who these people are. Right? The fact that he has an expectation that the guy's going to know means that this person kind of revealed that this is not a regular person. I know who your brothers are. Oh, so then...
I don't mean to argue with Sifrei Chachamim, but if there's a massive flock of sheep and 10 shepherds
right.
that are well known in the area coming through, is it so crazy think somebody would have seen them and know that they went?
So let's say you're at the mall.
Not two sheep and a guy.
Let's say you're at the Garden State Plaza, and somebody sees. Have you seen
a huge group?
Have
of
you
people?
Seen a two women wearing Canada Goose jackets and holding Gap bags, right? You'd be like, I saw 173 right. women like that today, right? So all I'm saying is like 10 guys walking with sheep may not be as surprising in Shechem 4,000 years ago as we might think it is. You know what I mean? Okay. I don't know, but that's my initial feeling. It's like it may not have been as so bizarre. It's such a strange sight. That's what a lot of people did. A lot of people were shepherds. So that might be like an answer. I don't know if I'm right, but maybe, right? That maybe it's not as surprising. But even the language of like, tell me, right? The tell me means like he expected him to know, right? Umenichsev ish shma minashu gavriel v'lo acher. In fact, it says ish. That means it's Gavriel. But there's some who I think we.
Wasn't Michael last
week? Last week was Michael. Yeah, yeah. So, very good. I was gonna say last week we said last week it was ish and it was Michael. I agree with you. And so, by the way, or it was the Sarah Shal Esav. So, okay, I don't know. I can't answer that question. I apologize. Sometimes you have to say, I don't know. The Yimlo came Shai Malach. It wasn't a Malach. Lamali Kola Sipur Shayatu Abadech. What do you need the whole story for? He's lost. He can't find his way. Malim halach betchile lehem belo tot aderech olo. Who cares if he got lost or didn't get lost? Why do I care? El shaya malach. It must be. It was a malach. That Kadosh Baruch Hu shalcho lagio elachiv kedil kaim gzeraso. What happened was there was a malach and he sent him there so that Hashem could do what he wanted to do here. Otherwise, he would have just gone home. Where's he supposed to go? Where's Dosan? I don't know. He had no idea where to go. He showed up in the one place they were supposed to be. They weren't there. A normal thing to do is to go home. So the fact that so on the one hand, you have some say, no, he goes asking, etc. How do you explain the language? The language is, he probably started talking to the guy. And maybe he said, hey, I know those guys. I saw them. Oh, great. Where'd they go? We don't have the whole story. Right? And so he said, oh, yeah, maybe in that case, 10 guys with sheep. That's a lot of, yeah, for sure I know who they are. And he told them. And so he goes, oh, so tell me where they are. Right, that's all. According to this shot, the answer is no. Like, they just started right away with a tell me where they are. Ooh, must be this was someone different. And also, what's the whole purpose of the story? Right, to tell me that Hashem is. So one is that the whole purpose of the story is to show Yosef's willingness to keep going. And the other is that the purpose of the story is to tell me that Hashem is showing I can do what I want to do. Whenever I want to do it. And I'll make it work. Right? There's not coincidences. Didn't just happen. Some guy there. Okay. Next. Nasu mizeh. Right? So Rashi said, Nasu mizeh. Hisiyu atzman mina achva. They've gone away from being connected to him. So why say that? Now look at the next. Dekashel Rashi. Rashi's bothered. Mayinian chuvazu al shele. How's that the answer to his question? Ta Yosef lo bikesh el shiagilo efahim. Yosef just wants to know where they are. He's like, no. They've left Achdus. They don't like you anymore. I didn't ask that question. I just asked you where they are. Leave me alone. You know what I mean? It's like a Disney movie. V'amalech hashiv lo nasu mizeh. Like, what kind of answer is that? V'od ha-Yosef nami ha-yodeh she-nasu mizeh. Kevin shalom atzan shem. I mean, he knows they're not here. That he didn't find them here. L'kat l'chein pirish he-siyu atzman mi-achmas. He said, no, it must be there's more to this story. Perish for rotzin la hargacha v'al teilech l'sham. Right, he's telling him they want to kill you. Don't go there. He the Sitzel Chacham is turning this to more of a warning. Mm-hmm. Right, uminale l'Rashi defarish kain. How does Rashi know that? Yesh lomar ze begematria yud beis. Ze is 12.
Like the brother.
Hachi perish nisu mize. It's a lomar einam rotzim shiyu yud beis. They don't want to be 12 anymore. Rotzin la hargacha v'lo yu ella yud aleph. Right, they're walking away from this. Right, inami. That's one answer. Hochachas Rashi mimilat ze klomar nasu mize shata omer esachanuchim vakeish avahem nasu min haachva. You said, I'm going to find my brothers. No, I want to make shalom there, but I'm going to actually want to know why I'm here. You have time for a story. So my brothers hate my guts, and I'm trying to make shalom with them. And he's like, nasu mize. Right, that interesting.
They're unsubscribing from me.
Yeah, they're not interested. Not interested. Interesting, right? Fascinating. Just all of this, just from like, I think this is a fascinating lesson. What have we seen so far? All we saw so far is a pasuk, a Rashbam, and Ibn Ezra, a Rashi, right? And the Sifchel Chacham taking it apart. There's so much there, just in like what doesn't make sense here if you're reading the story, right? So it's so interesting. Look at the Ramban, source number 6. Ve'im se'eyu ish v'nei to'eh b'sadeh. Yomar ki hu to'e min haderech v'lo hay yodea anayech. He's lost. There's nowhere to go. V'nichnas basadeh ki makom hamir'eh hayam vakesh adam. He goes, why is he to'e basadeh? Where are animals? In the field. That's where he's going. He's walking around the fields. V'yarich ha-kasub bazeh. Why is the Torah telling me this whole story? La'agid ki sibot rabot ba'we lav shaya ra'u lachzor lo. A lot of reasons he could have gone home. But he was willing to tolerate all this frustration and difficulty for the covet of his father. Okay, so the Ramban is basically putting two ideas together, telling us both ideas. One reason is to show that Yosef worked hard to help us to do what his father wanted. And the second reason is to show God plans. And God laughs, right? God, you think you know what you're doing? You have no idea, right? Hashem is gzeiras emes, charitzas, literally is, charitza literally is like digging, you're digging a furrow. But the point is like, you're trying to run, and Hashem just kind of like, you know, like he just, you know, you can try. Because Hashem had a plan for him and was going to send him in this direction. Right? And that's why Chazal is saying, Bereshis Rabbah, that these Ishim, these men always, are Malachim. Right? That's actually the real pasuk. Rabbos Machshav, this man plans, God laughs, is just another way of saying this pasuk and Tehillim. Right? Rabbos Machshav is Belevish. We have a lot of ideas in our heads, in man's head. But Hashem's plan is what ends up happening. Fine. So the point is, the Ramban is just kind of like putting this all together. Fine. He explains a little bit further down here also the same idea that this malach is telling him the same idea that they're not interested in him, but he says wasn't really telling him not to go, right? Because if he tells him not to go, then he won't go, and Hashem wants him to go. But it was like this like double layered meaning, right? He's saying, oh, they went this way because they're going to kill you. But he didn't really tell him that. And that's like we see that in the story, but that's not really what he's telling. Fine. Just look at the Otzer Midrashim for source number 7 just for a second. A couple of interesting Midrashim. Then I'm going to show you two more things before we're done. So the Otzer Midrashim is a beautiful, it's an awesome set. It's just a Chumash. It's 5 volumes Chumash. And he has Rashi. And then all around the page, it just has different Midrashim quoted from different places. So it's a Medrash Tanchuma, Medrash Rabbah, all just like whatever brings on the... I don't know how they choose which ones to put in and which ones... They leave out a lot also, but they put a lot in. So this is just like 3 in a row that are there on the page. Right? The young man was getting lost, and he bumps into Gavriel, the angel. So this is what Rashi was quoting. This fine. The Yikid Amrei, Ein Ish El Rafael. Okay, Ish can actually be Rafael. Lefisha Minyan Ish U Rafael Shavim 311. If you want to count it up, Ish is 311, Shin is 300, Yod and Aleph 311, and Rafael is also 311. So if you want to add, you know, so maybe it's Rafael. Interesting question. Like each one of them does something different. Michal does something. Rafael does something. Gavriel. Everyone has their own things that they do, right? But fine. Vine toeba sadeh umara mazlo bazeh. What does it mean? He says toeba sadeh. What's being hinted to? Ramazlo al dalid maybe gimel galuyo shay Yisrael. The different exiles of the Jewish people. Tuf arba meo shal Mitzrayim. 400. Tuf is 400. 400 years of Mitzrayim. Ayin, 70 of Bavel. Wow. Hey, Zehu Hey Alafim Shakulam. Hey is the 5,000 years of the entire Golas that will take place. So we need Toeba Sadeh of Yosef is actually a remez to our being Toeba Sadeh. It's actually very, like, you know, sad, but also kind of beautiful. Fine. And he has also other medrash that we saw from the Ramban that Zeh is Yud Beis, right? That Nasumi Zeh. The Zayin Mitzvah, in source number 8, does something that, you know, he always does something a little different here. And he says the following, in source number 8, Rav Saretskin. Vayim Tzeehu Ish, Zeh Gavriel. Yesh li tztayer ma'od. We should be pained. Al asher nishlach malach mimarom. Laharos le Yosef es haderech le'achav ulaviyam nidein yisayon. Shalom amdibo. We should be terribly upset. Hashem sent a malach specifically to send Yosef to his brothers to an Isayon that Hashem knew they wouldn't be able to stand up to. Meaning they were now Yosef's coming. Oh, we've been thinking about this for a long time and now we have our chance. Dad's not around, right? No one's going to know. And Hashem knew that this is an Isayon that they were not going to survive, right? They were going to make a mistake. But not only did they not survive it, Hashem sent it to them. He could have just gone home. The teva was he was going to leave. And nevertheless, Hashem pushed it forward. So they should have this Nisayon. Even though, let's say, Hashem decided that Yosef's going to be sold to be a slave. This idea in Chazal that if they wouldn't have... Saul, you know, what do you want? Some say, how do you blame the brothers? This was supposed to happen. The answer is, if they wouldn't have done it, so then they would have been... They would have been, you know, all the Jews would have been, all of Yaakov's family would have been taken down, you know, in chains to Mitzrayim. You know, something would have happened. Something else would have happened. We wouldn't have to sell ourselves to Egypt. Okay? So, you're going to tell me that we're going to go anyways. Right? Or that it had to happen so that they, there was already a gzeir on Yosef. Right? Who sells him in the end? These Midianite people. So he's walking on by himself. And there's 40 of them. Let these Midianites find Yosef, grab him, chain him up, take him to Mitzrayim. What do you need the brothers to do it for? But why does it have to be that the brothers are going to sell Yosef? Fascinating, right? Not that the Jews do it to each other. Why does it have to be that we torture each other this way? But then, if that's true, we would have said, we would have been upset with Hashem. Ve'omim kemoshe, like Moshe himself has said at one point. We'd ask Hashem, like, well, I don't understand. So why are we being punished here? Why do we have to go through this experience of Mitzrayim? You just like kidnapped Yosef and take him to Mitzrayim. And like, why did you do that to us? For what reason? Right? L'fikach heru lanu ba'aliyol et asina kinna. So instead, what does Hashem do? Yeah, he lets them fall into the trap and hate each other and be jealous of each other. Shesara bein b'nei Yaakov, to see what was happening between the brothers. Terem shiyad Mitzrayim, even before they went to Mitzrayim. Shehigia ad la'arigas ol mechiras ach. They were willing to murder each other, literally. Or at least to sell each other into slavery. Hacholem odos melucha v'shultan, because one brother dreams about ruling over others. Acha kol yomru shelohai ru'uyim az l'chayos ka'am chofshi u'malkom mikirbo. Because what we'd say about us, like, well, that's what they're like, maybe they can't rule themselves, these people. If you're going to treat each other like that, it's not going to work. V'ayamina hechrech l'shalcham el kur ha-barzel Mitzrayim. This is one of these conversations. Why did Am Yisrael have to go to Mitzrayim in the first place? What was that about? So one of the explanations is that we were sent into the fiery, you know, cauldron of Mitzrayim to kind of like experience this horrible experience so that on our way out, we would have learned certain lessons, how to treat each other, how to treat other people. There's how many times does the Torah tell us, Ki evra yisa beretz Mitzrayim, you were a slave, you know better. Right? You know how to treat each other. You know how to treat converts. You know how to treat, you know, yassam and almana, etc. People who are a little harder time connecting to the community. So you know how to, you know what to do because you had that experience, right? So, achi rapu sham refuas nefesh, to like give us like a spiritual healing in a certain sense. So basically, what he wants to say is like the whole purpose here was so that Am Yisrael would be able to see about ourselves, like, you know, we really needed help. Like, we needed help. Again, we don't decide that about other people and do that to other people, but Hashem decides, right? That, like, we needed help here. And so that's why he organizes this whole story, right? And sets it up. Literally, they should fall into the pit. Sorry, no pun intended. That they didn't fall and make a mistake. And Hashem kind of gave them any sound that they wouldn't succeed in. Why? So that they would fall and really mess up. And then we're going to, for generations, say, ooh, this is something we need to fix. Because if you never fall down, you never, you know, deal with it, then you never, you know, address the issue. Okay, we haven't addressed it fully yet anyways. But it's something that we have to continually address. And the fact that Hashem like, sort of allowed this to happen or even forced it on them to a certain extent was for that purpose. They should be able to see that and experience. It's a little hard, but it's interesting. But it speaks to the same, again, the same concern. What's he bothered by also? Same concern. What do you need it for? What do you need it for? Same thing. Last one, Rabbi Soloveitchik. We'll kind of like put this all together, basically. The Rav says in Source number 9, then a man found him. The Ish in the drama of the sale of Yosef plays an uncanny role. Who was he? Why did he approach Yosef? The Bible purposely repeated the term Ish, prima facie, unnecessarily. It could have omitted the term in the second half of the sentence. I mean, it says it twice. Moreover, the noun Ish appears in the next verse as well. Even here, the Torah could have left out the word. Why is it repeated? The repetition of the term Ish comes to emphasize the unusual character of the coincidences, the strange role played by the anonymous man who knew neither Yaakov or Yosef. It was tactless on the part of the Ish to approach Yosef. He apparently guessed that Yosef felt lost, that a man found him, and behold, he was straying in the field. But why did Yosef confide in the Ish, an anonymous stranger? And how could the man relate Yosef's cryptic answer, "I'm looking for my brothers," to the 10 people he had met before? It's a strange coincidence that the Ish knew where the brothers moved from Shechem. The Torah repeats the term Ish to emphasize that the Ish was not just a man. The Ish was the angel who watches over Jewish history, who has the plenipotentiary of the Almighty. I know that word, don't you? Yeah. Of the Almighty, guides its events and pursues its objectives. He met Joseph, and because of this meeting, Joseph's drama became more complex, more puzzling, more awesome. Joseph was hesitant. Ultimately, he simply surrendered to the Ish, to his destiny. The Ish made the decision for Yosef to go to Dothan. In so doing, he sealed the fate of Yaakov and his household and exposed them to bondage, affliction, and loneliness. Yosef acted in accordance with the instructions of the mysterious Ish. Indeed, all of the humans involved in the Yosef story acted compulsively, not because they considered their actions sound and good. They were forced by the sheer impact of Jewish destiny and the exorable dynamic of historical realization of the Jewish people to act in the way in which God had planned. It's kind of complicated for free will, right? It's a little complicated. There's a lot to unpack there. But the point that the Rav is making is that the whole purpose of this story is to remind us that as much as we think, yes, we have free will, we do, and we make choices in life, and we have to make the best choices that we can. But to believe that ultimately our choices give us control over what's going to happen to us in life is just not true, and certainly not nationally true. Right? How many, right? We still don't get what happened 14 months ago. How in the world that was possible? I bet you we're never going to have an answer to that question. So you might say it's because of the government and because of this. We're never going to know because, you know. We don't get it. We don't get how things that make no sense to happen, both in the good and in the bad, right? Happened 67, it's the same thing with three, you know, terrorist empires crumbling in 5 minutes. We don't get that how that happens either, right? So, like, we just don't get it. We just don't get it. And, like, sometimes the submission, right, of that recognition that we just don't know and we're just not going to have the full answer and there's someone in charge of history is the right answer. Because we have to, at times, just submit to that and recognize it. And this story, to me, like as much as we can give parshanim after parshan after parshan, the real answer to the question is the answer you found by just reading the text, which is like, this is only here to tell me that Hashem is moving the parts. Hashem is writing the script. And there's something that we don't always know. And I think that message is probably more important now than ever was probably in human history. Right at the time we think we know more than we know, that's for sure. And that's our nisayon is to sometimes let go and say, I just don't get it. I'm just not going to know. And I have to do my part and do my thing and make good choices. But at the end of the day, where the world's going to go and where things are going to happen and how it's going to be, it's not up to us. And I think in the end, yeah, it's nice. Yosef works hard and he tries to find his way and he doesn't give up. That's great. But in the end of the day, I think the real answer is Me Hashem Yatzad Davar. And that's what history teaches us, and that's what the we're taught here to be able to read history in that way.
How about the drones?